Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Live from my kitchen, and probably Amanda's.
And my kitchen.
This is episode 98.
See, we can do it.
Yeah,
we can get 100.
I think for sure, because the big news is YNR is coming back Monday in like 5 days. Real new episodes. True new episodes.
For sure this time, because we have made false claims of that before.
Well,
cite your source, Deacon.
The internet? Instagram?
Okay.
Soapoperas.com?
There you go.
So we figured for this podcast, we will kind of review where like the new episodes left off. And then we have a lot of like, you know, production gossip and just some sort of stuff to prep for coming back on the real episodes.
Right.
I think we will be making a lot of predictions.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. It's March, or was it April? April?
It was April when they stopped doing
new episodes. Time. Okay.
Yeah.
What was happening in Genoa City before, you know, the end?
Well, one of the main things was that Victoria had been stabbed at Victor's brouhaha party.
Yes.
And was recovering from that, but because of that, she was having PTSD symptoms, and at the same time going back and forth, I want to work every day at my job, and versus I never want to go back there ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was the traditional fight between the brothers to find their, you know, who's going to be the CEO of Newman.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be Nick. And Nick was like, great, I'm happy to do this for a little while.
Yeah.
Until Victoria's ready to come back herself.
Yes. And mostly it was also to keep Adam from being CEO. Like, basically,
right.
Nick swept in to kind of save the day in the meantime.
Yeah. And his real motivation is anyone but Adam.
Pretty much. I think they probably could have picked any other person in Genoa City, and he would have been like, yeah, whatever, it'll be fine.
Sure.
He just didn't want Adam to have it.
Yeah, as long as it's not Adam.
Which I actually agree with.
I still don't. I mean, I know Adam has been just the worst, you know, he's the villain.
But he would be a good corporate giant.
I still think he would run the company better than
you're right.
Anyone else.
You're right. Okay. If we're putting the company first.
And that's what
corporations do.
If you put the family first, then definitely Nick is the right choice.
Yeah, okay. But then what happened? Then did Victoria say she wanted to come back?
Victoria said she wanted to come back. And didn't she actually go to the office?
Yeah, it was like she...
And then have some kind of a freak out, and they're like...
I think she was... Because I remember she was at her desk, and she was like lovingly patting the piles of papers, like, I'm back. But then it was the blackmailing that Adam had on Victor. You know, Adam thinks that Victor is the one who killed... What's that guy's name?
That guy.
You know, the Alyssa's guy who fell out of the hayloft.
Yeah, Alyssa's dad.
Yeah, Alyssa's dad, that's right. But, you know, there's a lot of mystery surrounding it. So Victor basically agreed to give Adam the CEO position because he didn't want the truth really exposed. He didn't want Adam to do any more digging. He was okay with sort of taking the fall as being considered the murderer. You know, within their inner circle, because he knew if it went public, there'd be like an investigation and it would come out that it wasn't true that Adam did it when he was like 10. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we think. We think Adam did it.
Okay.
And that it was probably an accident or you know, the guy was threatening Victor and...
Yeah.
Adam jumped in to push him out of the way and accidentally pushed him out of the hayloft.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but it was not a deliberate murder by Adam in his between years.
I like to think that it was a deliberate murder.
Of course you do.
The first one.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, which one is the first one for a serial killer? Let's ask Nikki Newman.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so at the moment where we left off, Adam was just instated as CEO, and Victoria was very upset about the whole thing, right?
Yeah, she was not having it.
Okay. Well, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
We know there'll be a big shuffle.
And she had been getting some counseling from Sharon.
Yes.
The town's resident cure-all.
Yes. Speaking of Sharon, she had cancer, has cancer.
Right, has cancer, is in treatment.
So is she getting ready to have a big surgery?
Yeah, well, was it a big surgery or was it just a
lumpectomy? I think, didn't they try something? They did the lumpectomy, right?
They needed to go back and do more.
Yeah, I think they did the lumpectomy and it was not good. It was not the results they'd hoped for.
Right.
So there was, just the people in the inner circle, Ray and Mariah and Faith and Nick, who are all pretty devastated because it was very serious.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say about that.
that's one of those questions of when they come back on Monday, are they coming back picking up, you know, the next day where the story left off, or are they going to pick up now that it's 5 months later?
So I've been reading as much as I can, and I believe they're just going to pick up where the story left off.
Okay. All right.
I think. They will.
So Sharon still has cancer.
Yeah. And also, I mean, we're also kind of reading about, like, General Hospital and Bold and the Beautiful. Right. You know, like, what are they doing? Because everybody's kind of on the same page.
Right, yeah, sort of. They're feeding off each other's successes.
Yeah, but so there were some, like, sort of promos leaked from General Hospital. Nobody's wearing masks or anything like that. And even though there were all these rumors about, like, how they're going to do love scenes,
right.
The General Hospital promos are, like, the actors are touching each other. But,
oh, okay, well.
But the rumors with Y&R and Bold and the Beautiful, at least with CBS, is that they are definitely not.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, I think they're going to pick off, like, right wherever we were.
Okay.
They'll just kind of, you know, it'll be like the end of summer. You're still going to get the skin you wanted at the pool party. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing a lot of outdoor scenes. So.
Right. Yeah.
At the pool.
They'll be at the pool. They'll be at the park. You know, they'll go to Chancellor's Park.
I think that's actually where they're going to start is Chancellor's Park. That's what I read, yeah. So, but I think I'm sad because we're going to miss, like, you know, Jack's hokey 4th of July outfits and, you know.
Yeah, that is a perennial favorite.
Okay, so who else? What else was going on?
Let's see.
Billy and Nate. Lily. Oh, okay, yeah, let's talk about.
I was going to say Nate and Amanda went on a date.
Yes.
And it went poorly because they were putting too much into it.
Yeah.
And had lost their earlier, you know, we're just friends rapport.
Yeah.
Suddenly they're on a date and things got weird.
Yep. Yeah. It was pretty obvious that would not be a love connection.
I don't know. I think sometimes when you make that transition, it can be weird the first, you know, couple of meetups. And then you realize that you're being dumb and say, you know, stop being dumb.
But if there's going to
be friends and be kissy friends.
I'm not saying they won't hook up. Don't get me wrong on that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that it was going to be over.
But I think if there's going to be any kind of triangle with Amanda, it would be with Billy and Devon.
Billy and Devon and Amanda. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
I think Nate's going to be iced out. But
that leaves Nate with
Elena.
The triangle of Amanda and Elena and himself.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I don't know. We'll see at this point because I have some rumors about couples and yada yada yada. But
we'll get to that
in a bit. Also, Elena had just opened the new clinic.
Right.
and was, I don't know, doctoring
immediately in the clinic. Successful at it. Yes. And, you know, they had full funding and staffing and
PPE. I believe in her.
And, you know.
Yeah. Then let's talk about who else? How about Kyle and Summer?
Kyle and Summer?
Oh, were, yeah.
Well, they're triangling with, not Lola, because she's gone, basically.
I don't know
Theo.
That she is. So, because we, you know, I remember we talked about, it sounds like Lola and Theo are going to hit the road,
yeah.
Whether together or not. But everything I read does not really, no signs point to Lola leaving the show.
Okay,
other than
good.
That weird sort of like, I'm going to open a restaurant in Miami. And, you know,
right.
I don't know, it was kind of bizarre. But he's
so,
not.
So that test balloon did not fly.
So Lola and Kyle are not officially divorced.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So that means that she's pregnant.
Oh, do you think? They,
yeah,
already,
they
already
need
tested that pregnancy
pregnant.
Thing.
There's nobody pregnant.
Well.
And if they get divorced, yes. And then suddenly she finds out she's pregnant, that's perfect soap opera.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yes. And Summer was pretty upfront, right? You know, at the end that she needed to slow things down with Kyle because he was still married. And until the divorce
right.
was final, she wanted, you know.
To only make out and have sex every once in a while. But
and,
it didn't really mean it because they weren't
yeah.
really together.
Totally,
oh,
yeah.
God, help me. Are they out as a couple to the world, bro? They are, aren't they?
No, not that I don't. Everything I read did not say that.
Okay, all right.
I'm not saying it's not true, but no.
All right. Yeah, because see, that would involve a lot more people. You know, with
mm-hmm.
Phyllis chiming in saying, "I think this is a terrible idea," and
yeah.
Jack saying this is a terrible idea
yeah.
or, oh, what a great idea. You know,
yeah.
I've always thought of Summer as my daughter because she might have been one day. And, you know,
that's
I have
true.
The paternity test to prove that you're not siblings.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. What about Mariah? Mariah and Tessa. I guess Tessa was off the tour. She was back, right?
Yeah, they were, and they got back together
yeah.
in a very public way, and we're all lovey-dovey, kissy face.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Their story was kind of a wrap, and it was like, okay, the next thing is going to happen eventually at some point.
Yeah, I mean, they had their lesbian drama, and so now I think that they're going to take kind of a back step.
Okay.
To appease all the people who don't like that there's a gay couple.
It's 2020, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I would imagine as Sharon's cancer storyline goes forward, Mariah would play a big role in that.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
I would think so.
Although, you know, so I went back and I did watch some of April's episodes, and
mm-hmm.
there were some scenes with Mariah and Theo where I was confused because I was like, are they friends? Are they
yeah.
kind of, are they hinting at, are like they because initially they've always had
yeah,
some friction.
Yeah, what's their deal?
Like Mariah has always given Theo, you know, some crap. I think she thinks he's fake or he's phony. And there were some scenes where they were like at society together, kind of getting close. And I don't mean romantically close, but you know that thing where they like suddenly realize they're both human beings and they both have things
right.
in common, which usually
yeah.
means that romance is down the line. Also,
I think maybe that they're moving towards them being friends in the way that Michael and Phyllis are friends.
Okay, I could see that.
You know, that
yeah.
it's safe to be themselves with that person because there's no,
yeah.
you know, sexual potential.
Yeah, okay. I could see that. Sure.
Because if they do have Mariah go back to men, I'm going to be pissed. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Well, she said she's fluid. Remember, she used
yes.
to date Devon and Nate when it was a different actor, right? Wasn't it Nate? Or I think it was Nate. I can't remember. Somebody else. She dated some dudes.
Yeah, she did, but then she I feel like of the two of them, Tessa's more likely to go back and forth.
Well,
and
yeah.
And then Mariah is like, okay, this took a lot for me to say that I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with it.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Who else? What else are we wondering about?
I'm wondering about Phyllis and her love life.
Well, she's swinging single right now.
Yeah, so we need to get her hooked up with somebody. Not Chance.
I feel, God, no, not Chance. I feel
because
like...
we're agreed, Chance should be with no one, right? He should be miserable all the time.
You know, as I was reviewing for this podcast and just trying to rack my brain what was happening before, I had completely forgotten about him at all. He's a forgettable character and a forgettable actor, and I don't say that to be mean, but it just didn't fit.
Yeah,
and
he
so
does not resonate.
It would not be surprising to me if, like, it was just like, oh, and he went to go do this case in another city, and we never saw him again.
Right, or here's what I would like to see.
Yes.
I mean, I love the idea of him going away and never coming back. But if he has to be on the show, have him break up Kevin and
Chloe. Kevin
because
and
they're
Chloe?
A little bit too set.
But they're about to have a baby.
So what? People have babies all the time.
I guess, but I feel like Kevin and Chloe and a baby, I don't know.
Does that set them apart?
Somehow, I think Kevin and Chloe are such a good couple together. I don't even know why. I just think, like, the actors have good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, Kevin has had a life of, I don't know, a lot of struggles, challenges, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
even especially watching the classic episodes and remembering just, like, he was a bad seed. And
well, the silver chipmunk will live on forever.
Yes. And he's, and really the shenanigans in his storylines have been pretty lame. So if he could finally have a new role that helps his character grow in a way that isn't goofy Scooby-Doo mysteries.
So you want him to grow up.
I mean, I guess so.
You want him to be a man.
Yeah, be a man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, I feel like if... Well, okay, wait. Yes, I could have Chance break them up if Chance and Kevin got together because I feel like I don't really want Chance to be Kevin's boyfriend, but I do think that Greg Rickard, A, has very publicly said like he would love to play like a different sexuality on the show as well as like Kevin always had that vibe anyway. I don't know.
That's true. But isn't there much more of a, oh shoot, what's it called? That you can't play against type anymore. Like all of the...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Cartoons won't have non-people of color playing people of color in their shows.
But Greg Rickard, he's gay.
Who's gay?
Greg Rickard.
He's gay?
Yes. He's married to a man.
That.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Okay, never mind that. Yeah, let him hook up.
I feel like on...
Let him be the town slut. That's what this show needs, is a really slutty gay. Just sleeps with everyone and doesn't care.
I mean, the guy who plays Chance is not, so I get what you're saying. So that would not work. But,
right.
But yeah, Greg Rickard is like, I feel like they always feature him in June for like Pride. Like, here's our one gay actor.
They didn't do a very good job because I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's just because I know. I'm like, he needs to be with a dude.
right.
But I do really like him with Chloe. I think just like they work for me, but...
Yeah. I just think that their storyline has become really tedious. It's very, very pedestrian.
Yes, it is. That's true.
Yeah.
What about Billy and Lily? Because they started working together.
Up. They work together now for Jill's company. They have a real life office. They have a receptionist person. to me that shows that it's a real office.
Do they share one office? Like the two of them
Probably.
Together?
Don't they have like one of those double desks?
I thought Lily was the one with the desk, and Billy was the one with, like, the flexible seating arrangement where he doesn't ever sit at a desk.
Where he's, like, he's doing his little putting game.
Yeah, he's, like, too cool.
Yeah, that's right. He's too cool to have a desk.
Yes, okay, so...
So that they have easy access to each other and can, quote-unquote, bounce ideas off each other.
Ooh. Okay, so that would be it. That would also be kind of a love triangle if it was like Billy and Amanda and Lily, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of triangle intersect, a lot of geometry happening here.
Right.
could you see Lily hooking up with anybody else? I read...
You know, maybe Chance.
I read...
Maybe Theo.
So I don't know if this is true or not, because I couldn't find it anywhere else. I read an interesting little spoilery, I don't want to see if it's even a spoiler, a rumor that Lily and Adam would be, they're saying like those two actors they think would have chemistry or I don't know, something like that. I didn't see it, but...
Yeah, I don't see it.
I think maybe age-wise they're in the same range. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I would like to see... Lily do a reverse Lily and hook up with somebody really young.
Yeah.
The way that she hooked up with Kane, who was really old, you know, so much older than she.
Ooh, like Kyle? Like Lily and Kyle?
Yeah.
He's like the only younger guy I can think of.
Yeah.
Oh, and Theo. I don't know. Okay, so they'll have some business drama, surely. They'll have some romance. Okay. I have a feeling Billy and Lily are going to be in the forefront for whatever's
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, and I think Jill will help accommodate that.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. Well, Jill loves Lily, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, she loves, you know, she's all, you know.
I sure would love to see Maddie and Charlie back, but...
I know.
I don't think that's going to happen for...
Why can't they go to, you know, GCU?
I don't know.
Like, Lily went to, and, like, Kevin went to, and all, you know.
Yeah, I miss when they had the college stories.
Right?
I don't know. Is there anybody we're kind of not thinking about that we would want to... I mean, Victor and Nikki? We talked about Victor a little bit.
Victor and Nikki are pretty much set.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there was a little bit of, like, normal marital arguing over,
right,
you know, the
bickering.
Adam Victoria thing, but nothing that would break them up, and I don't really feel like any of them are in danger of anything. So
yeah. It's bound to happen.
What about Nick and Chelsea? Oh, wait a minute. They're not even together.
Yeah, Nick, Chelsea's with Adam.
That's Adam and
so
Chelsea.
That's a, you know, so that's
is
a
Nick,
perennial triangle.
Is Nick still single? Nick's single. I'm just
Nick's
not used to that.
Nick's single because he was having happy hookup with Phyllis.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Ah, there's a good triangle. I think Phyllis and Nick and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of anybody else necessarily that... That's just kind of where we left off, right?
Yeah, right.
So, do you want to hear some gossip?
Yes.
Some rumors? Okay. Well, here's the things we do know for sure. Show starts on Monday, August 10th, and there will be new episodes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because
okay,
we had talked about before the possibility of, like, maybe they'll only do 3 new episodes and 2
right.
classics. So I'm kind of bummed, actually. I was like, I hope they still have classics on Friday.
Yeah, classics on Friday would have been fun.
But I wonder if maybe that's because of their contracts and they have to get, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like us as teachers, like they can't keep furloughing us because they're supposed to be paying us.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, but I guess I do wish that they would consider that somehow.
Right.
So those are the hard factual truths.
let's get to some gossip and rumors.
So let's talk about some casting rumors, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, so people who are currently on the show. First of all, this is interesting, but you got to think about, okay, with COVID, and we've talked before about some of the, just the production restrictions that, you know, like the
right.
characters or actors in theory aren't supposed to really be touching each other or near each other.
Right.
They're filming outdoors. They're doing their own hair and makeup.
Okay, that'll be fun.
I can't wait to see that.
show me Lauren the first day.
So, yes, Devon and Elena, they are a real-life couple.
Right.
But there are a lot of rumors that Devon and Amanda will definitely, like, they're expected to have several scenes together already.
Okay.
So I don't know necessarily, like, I don't know what that means, but I think we'll still see Devon and Elena kissing, but right. I don't know about Devon and Amanda.
But he'll be thinking about Amanda.
So can you think of anyone else on the show who is a real-life couple? Do you know?
Not that I know of.
So even though maybe not currently on the show, but Victoria is also in real life married to JT.
Oh, yeah, I think I knew that.
So there is a lot of rumor that JT will somehow come back, right?
Okay.
Will it be his evil twin, you know, or a good twin?
Right,
or
it'll
maybe
be TJ.
Yeah, TJ. I love it. Oh, that would be perfect. Anyway, so I think that's a real possibility. Another real couple on the show, this was sort of shocking to me, is Sharon and Adam.
Really?
They've been dating behind the scenes. Yeah, Sharon Case and Matt Grossman.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds like a perfect recipe to, and frankly, to get rid of Ray. Can we just...
He is most likely leaving. That's the only casting news that I really saw that seemed to be pretty true, is it seemed like Ray was probably going to leave the show.
Okay, good.
Then...
He can go back to being a romper model.
Yeah, I guess so. And then with Sharon's cancer, it opens the door for Adam to be really upset and want to be
Ray.
With her and da-da-da-da,
yep.
Right? I guess also, was this surprised me, because I feel like when I'm online, Adam and Chelsea have a lot of diehard fans. Just like,
yeah.
I don't know, what do they call them? Chatham?
Chatham.
Now I am a, oh wait, but then there's Chatham and Shatham. I'm a fan of Sharon and Adam, but there's a lot of, I like thought that Chelsea and Adam will split up because of Sharon.
Right, yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
They are also recasting. This is true. Recasting Dylan, because Steve Burton, who used to play Dylan, he's on General mm-hmm. Hospital. He's not gonna switch over. So they want to. I mean, I think in June they were casting somebody new for the role of Dylan.
Okay.
So how might that?
Isn't Dylan a father of one of those kids that we never see?
Yeah, isn't he? He and Chelsea, they have history. Was he the real father or no? Was he the fake father?
No, I thought he was a real father.
No, remember?
Is he the real father of Christian?
No, Chelsea was pregnant. Remember, she lied to keep Dylan. She was really pregnant. And he went through that period where he thought Christian was his.
Yeah.
Like, poor Christian.
And then it's not.
Nobody. Christian, it's like his paternity is just all over the place.
Yeah.
No, but because Chelsea and Dylan have had history, I think there's a possibility.
Yeah,
because
for
that,
sure.
Because he's Nick's brother then, right? He's Nikki's son.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they need another white guy with the last name Newman.
Yeah, that leads it right nicely into Sharon and Adam hooking up once Chelsea and Adam break up.
I gotta be honest, though. I was really surprised reading this that they're like, oh, let's add another white guy back in.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a shame.
Am I wrong?
No,
like,
not at all.
I mean, if you're kind of digging through the, you know, the backlogs of who's been on the show and who could we bring back, or like what can mm-hmm. we do to spice it up?
Yeah, why can't you bring back a person of color?
Yeah, or I don't know.
Or introduce someone.
And I read, well, I've been really following Victoria Rowell, who plays Drusilla, because she's
right.
Did you listen to her podcast at all?
She crazy.
I felt like it was juicy. I liked it. I liked that it was short too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's definitely, for me, she's a very small doses person.
Oh, really? Oh, I was like, bring her back, bring her back.
She just drives me bonkers.
Oh, I fully enjoyed that she was, like, giving behind the scenes of, like, I don't know. She really painted a picture for me of people, like, driving to the, you know, the actors driving to the CBS set and just, like, parking in the regular parking lot and, like, walking in and, like, getting food at the commissary. And I was like, they're real people, too, which I know, but...
They're just like us.
Yeah, it's like that page in People magazine. But I read that the CEO of Viacom and CBS, he's new, and he is making, quote, sweeping changes when it comes to the diversity of actors in the shows. I don't know, that's just what I read.
Yeah.
And I really felt like, not just listening to her podcast, but also reading more about her, that she is somebody who is constantly being championed a more diverse cast over the decades, and it kind of felt like that is why eventually they let her go, is because they got tired of listening to that. And I was like, oh, that's not okay then. Bring her back.
Yeah, that's not cool, but she still drives me nuts.
Well, and she clarified in some interview, she was like, Drusilla never died. She fell off a cliff, but she never died. So, you know.
You know, if they brought Drusilla back, it wouldn't be with that actress.
Oh, I think they would. I don't think they would ever let anybody else play her.
Too many bridges that somebody high up is going to say no.
Yeah.
Over my dead body.
I could tell. Yes, I agree. I think like the executives probably are just not having it. But I also think like with Christoph St. John being gone, and you know, if Lily's going to get, I don't know. We just need some fresh faces.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, other shakeups and breakups. Let's see. Oh, you're going to like this one. There is a very firm rumor that Patty is returning.
Yes. Excellent.
I think they're negotiating her contract. I'm not sure, but it sounded pretty firm that she was coming
back. And I would like that contract not to be forever, because I can see, you know.
Yeah.
Patty has a limit, but a good 6 months.
Sure. And it was fun watching the classic episodes where she'd pop back up. And she's so different in so many of them because she'd had different iterations of Patty or...
Right. All of her personalities.
Yeah. So...
And with the same actress, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to recast.
Yeah, same one.
Okay, good.
And the big daddy over here, the big gossip, is Danny Romolotti is returning.
Oh, great. Okay.
There is, it's like he's been taking to social media, and there's like really credible rumors that he is Michael Damian's returning to the show.
Oh, great.
Which I mean, again, like watching the classics, it makes a lot of sense because I think we kind of remember like, oh, these are these people or these storylines we loved. Like, can we get that back? Because also, I read there were a lot of complaints. That the show was, quote, boring and sagging pre-COVID, that the ratings were not doing as well as they'd hoped. So this does seem like a good way to infuse, like, classic and new viewers, right?
Yeah, and he would be a good match for Lily.
Michael Damian?
Sure.
He's, like, older. I mean...
I thought that they were contemporaries.
No, not Danny. Not Daniel. Not Phyllis's son.
Oh.
Michael Damian, you
mean
know.
Old Daniel. The rock star guy? Oh, yeah. Who cares? Big deal. Man.
Oh, that's such a big deal for us who've been watching the show. He's like an icon, a legend. Also, what he did with, you know, like his storylines with Phyllis are huge. And, like, he would come in and shake it up.
Yeah, he would shake things up. Okay.
But right. I would love it
and
if they brought back
Daniel. He can hook
up,
or not hook up, but he could become a mentor of sorts for Tessa.
Ooh, he could. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking, watching those classics, they used to have a lot of, like, musicians and musical numbers.
Yeah, like
and
big musicians.
Yeah,
not
so
just,
I don't know what happened to that.
They got too expensive.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, well, and, you know, with the pandemic is really affecting artists. of all kinds. I would imagine that there are plenty of musicians now who would welcome a chance to do a little work.
Yeah.
You know, promote their last album or whatever.
Yeah.
They should get Bon Jovi.
They should get Bon Jovi. No, that's what Michael Damian is. He's a classic 80s, 90s rock star.
Well, see, he would fit right in.
I guess. Maybe. Somehow, Michael Damian still seems young to me. Bon Jovi does not.
Ah, okay.
Even though I said he was too old for Lily. Anything else major? I think... Oh, there's also a growing fan movement to bring Gloria back. Hashtag bring Gloria back.
Heck yeah.
Her stint over at Days of Our Lives is now over, and she is a free agent, and so... Get on
there that. You go.
Get on the Twitter. Get on the Instagram and tweet "Bring Gloria back."
Yeah, for sure.
Because
I always love Gloria.
Yeah, I would love for her to come back.
But if there are production restrictions, does she meet the age requirement?
Yeah. So okay, when we podcasted about this last time, I was reading the official report of what CBS had been. Allowed, or I don't know, whatever they submitted to the state in order to do production, whatever had been approved, and it said that actors over the age of 65 would not be allowed on set. But then Eric Braeden on the first day is out there, and he's like, thumbs and up, like it's still good. We're filming. So...
Well, maybe...
Maybe that was indoors?
They have waivers.
Oh,
you know that they the state said yes, you can't have any, but you know if it's vital to the story, then you know you can have two or three waivers that, but after that, no, for real, no one over 65.
Okay, because then the other thing was like no child actors,
right?
I don't know. There were so many restrictions, but it. Kind of just makes it sound like they figured it out. They're being very innovative about their problem solving.
Yeah,
the show must go on.
They're going to do a lot of location work, I'll bet.
Where do you think the, like, I mean, again, like outside Chancellor Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
What other scenes or places do you think they would have?
I think that they'll find a summer cabin next to a lake.
Oh, I love it.
You know, something like that.
Okay.
They could film with the La Brea tar pits and, you know, have
volcano.
You know, don't. Now, you know, you're in Chancellor Park, but make sure that you don't go too far because you'll wander into the tar pits and get stuck forever. You know, there's a murder scene right there.
Yeah. There, yes. Mm hmm. When they showed Ashley and Jack in Paris, that was like at an outdoor cafe.
That was not Parisian.
It was, no, remember we talked about this and I was like, I know it's so stereotypical and that is how every Paris cafe felt. It was like the music and it was very, yes. So I could kind of see them doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe they'll, you know, take Connor to Disneyland.
I don't.
They can't show Connor at Disneyland, but he's having so much fun.
It's just like a child. It's a doll.
Well,
it's a dummy.
Yeah. Then they just show stock footage.
That actually was another thing. Is that I don't want to say it's a rumor. It's just like hypotheses that folks have online. Is that they'll probably be using a lot of flashback footage too.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
You know,
let's think back to when we got married. Let's think back to how we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that time that Jill and Gloria went into the pool?
Because I'm sure if they started filming a month ago, they are going mock speed right now to get things on air. And I would imagine there can be no mistakes. I don't mean even like while they're filming, but just in anything because...
Yeah.
They'll run out of show again, and that would be a disruption.
Right, yeah.
I feel like they're jumping the gun. Am I crazy? Like, no. We're used to watching classics. I was fully ready to wait until September. You know what?
Yeah.
Like, fall season, we'll all be back inside.
Right, yeah. It was just, you know, summer was over. I do think that they're trying to salvage a dying art.
Sure.
And that, you know, they know that every day that they're out, they're losing viewers who aren't going to come back.
Do you think that's
and
true?
And so they had to crank out a couple, you know,
okay.
You know, use your imagination. Let's
See,
just do this.
I would actually think
if we were two takes before, we have to be one now. And
yeah,
you had damn sure better know your lines and your blocking and your pacing because
yeah,
we literally don't have time to do it twice because we're too busy cleaning and
yeah,
sanitizing and everything else.
Jeez, I didn't even think about that. But I would think because soaps are actually in a great position because other kinds of shows on Netflix or Amazon or anything like that, you know, their big shows take a lot more time and a lot more people to put together,
yeah.
right? So if soaps can literally start filming and crank out a lot of content 30 days from when they start, like, if anything...
Well, enough content for 5 hours worth.
Yeah, and viewers are like hungry for something new, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. If you're looking for something new.
Right, yeah. No, this could be the revival of soaps.
I would hope so.
You know, that would be great. You know, I would love to have the job of being the state compliance officer.
Yeah.
You know, who's making sure, but really you're just sitting there on set watching everything go on. I'd be so good at that.
I would just love to be like the coffee intern on the show. I don't even care. Like, just give me any job and I would love to be there.
Yeah.
I mean.
That too.
Yes, Mr. Braden. I'll get it right away, sir.
See, there you go.
Which actor would you want to be their coffee assistant?
Well, Elizabeth Hendrickson, obviously. But also, the woman who plays Mariah, she seems like she's fun.
Cameron Grimes. Yeah, she does seem
Cameron
fun.
Grimes.
She seems legitimately fun in real life.
Yeah, you know, I think she'd be kind of fun to just chill with.
I want to get coffee for Sharon Case.
I was also thinking Sharon Case, but then I was thinking, oh, you know, maybe not. She might have some diva going on.
I don't know why, in my mind.
I'm surprised you're not saying Michelle Stafford over.
Oh,
over
again. You're right. I take it back. Michelle Stafford.
She would, I do think that she would have some legit diva tendencies that I would totally go 100% for.
So is it, I mean, because I know nothing about acting and you know a lot. Is it that they're, who they are on in the real world, like, comes out in their character? Or are they all just playing a character?
It depends on how good an actor you are.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you know, I could not tell you what Daniel Day-Lewis's potential
personality
is like. You know, because
okay, yes.
he goes so deep into his characters
okay,
that there's
yeah.
nothing of Daniel left.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that's quite as true for Sharon Case.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I just feel like she'd be chill.
Mm-hmm.
Melody Thomas Scott just came out with a new book.
Oh.
Always Young and Restless.
Oh, God.
If you're looking for a new
it's
read.
It's not even close to being true.
I know nothing about the book, really. I didn't read it or any, you know, I just read about it. But I did think that it was interesting while reading just about her putting out the book that she has a daughter with a former Young and the Restless producer who's also her current husband. And she also has a daughter with her former makeup artist. So she had some rendezvous behind the set. Clearly as well. And I'm not sure who was older or younger or whatever, but...
Yeah. How old are her daughters?
No idea.
Huh. Hmm. Well, you know.
Apparently she is always restless.
In your face all the time. So...
I guess so.
Yeah.
mostly also one of the last things I kind of wrote down that I want to talk about was Christian LeBlanc's real hair. Because
right. We
talk about his hair a lot on the show, and we've complained about it, like the color, the cut, what is going on, it's confusing. So he posted some photos on Instagram, you know, just of himself hanging out.
Yeah.
And it's like this blonde, silver fox kind of thing.
It's a silver fox mane is what that is.
It was, it took me a second because I went, oh, that's like his hair.
It looked good. I like his actual hair.
Yeah, I thought it looked better.
You know,
personally.
I think it.
I looked in the comments.
Job business.
Everyone in the comments, every single person was like, "This is amazing. You should keep your hair like this for the show."
Thank God. Let's hope he does.
Well, maybe he's one of those people who
wasn't. Who was it that dyed their hair blonde? Was it Kevin who was blonde for a couple of weeks, and everyone went, "Oh my God, look what you've done to your hair."
Oh, I don't remember
and
that.
And then a week later, it was back to normal.
No, that does ring a bell. Who was that?
I think that was Kevin.
I think it might have been. Yeah.
And I think I might be having false memories, but I think we said that it was because he was doing another role.
Yeah, I think
so. That he needed the white hair for, and he just kind of went to Weinar and said, "Okay, it's going to be there for a little while, and then the show's done, and you know, I can go back to being, you know, brown hair."
Yeah. Now that we're going to get to see them when they're doing their own hair and makeup, it does. I'm just curious. You know,
I can't wait to see what Nick does because he has very elaborate hair and facial hair often.
I guess in my mind, he just always did his hair and everything himself.
No, that was someone else's hands doing that with Ed. I just remember reading something when Mad Men first came out about how they couldn't afford to have a hairdresser for the men.
No kidding. In Mad Men?
And so the hairdressers sat down with the men and taught them how to cut their own hair so that it looked, you know, proper.
No way.
And they said that, you know, they went through like 10 sets of clippers because the guys couldn't figure out, you know, how do I do this? How do I do the back of my head? If I can't see it, how do I do it? But that they save thousands of dollars by doing that.
What? That's crazy. I feel like the hair, the style all in Mad Men was like so critical.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't do this for the women. It was just for the men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But still,
yeah.
Huh.
You know, and I think of theater actors, and they don't have makeup people. Everybody in the theater does their own makeup.
Yeah, but they're, like, on stage with, like, lights, and you're not that close to their face, right? Like,
yeah, but you have to wear a lot of makeup on stage so that you don't look washed out.
True. Yeah, okay.
And if you've got a wig or something, you know, or, God forbid, a wig change. I know at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the wig people will help during the productions. They'll have someone downstairs
swapping out
wigs so they don't get ruined.
I wonder if Christian LeBlanc will wear a wig. Because we've wondered about that in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if all those horrible hairstyles were, you know, it was just a hat.
It was. I mean, who even
knows? Come put on your helmet and get out there and start shooting.
Well, I will say from following Michelle Stafford's Instagram, she looks flawless all the time.
Yeah.
In every moment, so.
It's a little unnatural, but, yes, you know,
like,
that's fine.
I'm sure she'll be bringing an A game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Anything else that you found out?
Not particularly. Nothing, like, really important. It actually kind of sounded like, as much as devastating as this felt to us to lose some episodes of Young and the Restless, and in 47 seasons, they've never done this before, that actually this could potentially be that, like, important candlestick moment where they had time to stop, rethink, rearrange, recast, you know, because they're usually going so fast so often that I think they don't necessarily ever have the luxury to, like, change it up.
Right. Yeah. And let's hope that they had, you know, that couple of weeks meeting of saying, okay, in 2 weeks, we're going to have a Zoom meeting and you're all going to have 5 new characters of color.
Yeah.
I would hope. Incorporate that into the show.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so. But based on the casting news, I did not feel. But, you know, maybe part of the deal is that they bring back some anchor characters, anchor actors, right. Like Michael Damian, right?
Yeah.
And then as they move forward, they integrate, like, new people, new storylines. Because I think one thing I did read about is, like, what is Amanda's connection to Hillary? We know, obviously, they're twins,
right? It's gotta be something. They're identical cousins.
So, like, we don't know anything about Amanda's family other than, like, her mom.
And she had a harsh bringing up.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that is wide open on one hand.
Well, and there's nothing to say that the foster homes that she was in, you know, were black.
No, I guess, No. Yeah, we just don't know anything because she's been so secretive, so closed off. And I think Devon and Amanda finding, you know, like that was kind of a common thing that they realized. Right. They both grew up in the system.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll think that they are going to get together sooner or later.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, once I saw the announcement that they were returning on Monday, I was like, oh, we got a podcast really quick.
Right.
Because we kept saying, oh, we'll do it. But we kept feeling like we had some time.
Yeah. So. Well, and also that there wasn't very much to talk about.
No.
You know. We didn't want to do a recap because we didn't know how long that was, you know, going to be taking.
Yeah.
Before they actually came back, so.
Yeah. So I can't wait to recap the new stuff just because we've been talking so much about predictions and.
Yeah.
I don't know what'll really happen. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to be like, oh, my God, this is going to happen. And then we're going to watch the show and it's going to be the same old people
same
in the
old
same
shenanigans
old places.
And
that's fine.
I'm fine with that.
I missed it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so. Not at this time.
Okay. Well, don't forget to follow us, The Young and the Restless Recap, on Instagram. And if you ever have gossip, pass it on.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll probably catch up in a couple weeks.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.